to 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 11th of January, 7:21, 19 degrees on our way to a very balmy 36 before we take cover for some extreme winter cold weather coming up this weekend. We're very pleased to be joined on our KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line for our primetime newsmaker this morning by Evergy spokesperson Gina Penzig. Gina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, thanks for joining us here today. You've already had quite the week, and you know that doesn't even include what's coming up here the next several days. I wanted to start with the review of the winter storm that just hit us here a couple of days back. Obviously, a lot of folks are around the state and around the Evergy coverage area lost power, but all told here, it seems like, relatively speaking, they got their power back on quickly.
So crews did work quickly. If your power was out during that time, especially if you were some of the customers who got it back on yesterday afternoon, I'm sure that it felt it was a very long 24 hours or so. We had about 160,000 customers who lost power over the course of the day on Tuesday. And crews, we started to see outages maybe 2 or 3 a.m. that morning. So crews started working right away. Of course, work is able to be done more efficiently. We've got more folks in once we start to get to daylight. And so they were out making repairs throughout Tuesday and yesterday. We have customers from that event all back on. Everybody's power is back on from that storm this morning. So we are now ready for the next round.
So, Gina, was the cause of the outages due to down lines from the weights of the snow and the wind?
So it was largely down lines because of the snow and the wind. We also, there's a phenomenon called galloping. And so when snow and ice accumulates on lines and the wind picks up, you'll see them start to whip, almost kind of like if you either do those ropes at the gym where the air catches the lines. And so in those cases, a lot of times lines will go out of service because of they're just not meant to have that kind of pressure of whipping going on. So we had some lines, especially out in the western part of the state, where winds were causing that whipping and causing customers to be without power for a while because of that as well.
Given the situation, Gina, did you also have issues with downed lines? No, not downed lines, but downed poles and other equipment here that was damaged and needs significant amounts of repair?
So we may have had some downed poles, but overall that wasn't a significant cause of this particular storm. The snow had turned dry by the time the winds picked up, so we still had some accumulated snow to deal with on tree branches and such when the windy conditions came in, and that's where you could almost kind of follow how the winds moved through the state by how the outages were also moving across the state. But fortunately, we didn't have a lot of places where we were going in and building entire systems back again.
And Gina Penzig of Evergy with us on our primetime newsmaker here, 7:24, 19 degrees, up to 36 before it's all said and done today. Well, the good news, Gina, is that the warm weather the past couple of days, all of the snow is off the trees and lines right now. So what we are going to be dealing with here in the next handful of days, it looks like, is some extremely cold temperatures, some very dangerous wind chills, 20 below or more here this weekend, and high winds. So wind will be the big problem, you think, this weekend?
Wind and, you know, the extreme cold temperatures, if you have got a car, any kind of mechanical equipment, when you start getting into the sub-zero temperatures, things that are mechanical just operate differently. And while we expect everything to hold up generally, there will probably be some outages that are just because equipment is frozen. And that weather causes some malfunction, so we will have crews ready to respond when that happens.
I think there's probably going to be some people who are going to make some comparisons to Winter Storm Uri from, what, 2-3 years ago. Are you expecting, given the cold that we're seeing here across really a huge chunk of the central third of the country, essentially from Kansas to the north, that we could see some warnings coming out from the Southwest Power Pool about energy use here for customers?
Sure. So we have been in communication with the Southwest Power Pool these past few days, which isn't unusual. We're in communication with them frequently. Right now, they have both weather advisories and resource advisories intact, and those are things that give utilities information. They are making sure that we are all looking at our systems and doing things like making sure that if we had any planned maintenance going on, that's delayed. If we've got lines that maybe were out of service that can be brought back in, those are in service. So those are really advisories to make sure that all the utilities in the region are kind of on notice and ready to go.
Gina, is it a challenge when we have power outages? Number one is to locate where the problem is at. Is that normally your main first concern?
So it can be. And some of the improvements we've made to the power grid over the past several years have made that easier. We've added a lot of electronic and communication type devices that do two things. One, hopefully they warn us before something goes out, and so we can go make that repair before that piece of equipment causes an outage to customers. In the cases like a tree limb or wildlife or something like that happens, obviously equipment can't predict the future in that sense. But then it kind of helps us know where that fault is located. So where, you know, years past, a crew might have gone out and had to walk a mile of line to find where the damage is. Now equipment is able to kind of give us a closer scope of where to look. In addition, in a lot of locations, especially if we're dealing with blind alleyways or places where trucks can't get through, instead of somebody walking that line, we may bring somebody in with a drone that can fly and go find that damage. So technology has definitely made things easier and faster.
Yeah, it's a major advancement right there.
That's huge. Yeah. That's huge. Gina, is there any way to do any pre-protection of specifically equipment here the next couple of days, especially given with the wind chills looking like they could be in the 10 to 30 below range overnights?
Sure. So a lot of that kind of pre-work is really a little bit more focused on the power plants. And so Evergy, like other utilities in the region, we are all we've got extra staff on at the power plants, making sure that things like coal piles are staying unfrozen. That was a problem in Uri. We've got folks on site that if ice would get in the way of the water intakes at other plants. So just a lot of things like that going on, more so at the power plants than in the distribution area of the business. And like I said, you know, everybody across the Southwest Power Pool, those are some of the lessons learned from Winter Storm Uri. We were doing those things back in 2021, but those efforts have been just stepped up across the region.
One other question here really comes along the lines of the customer side of things here, with it being this cold and, you know, obviously wanting to avoid the rolling power outages that developed during Uri, and there's obviously not many new word that could wind up being into the picture, but what can residents do to maybe stay somewhat comfortable and then limit their power use here at the same time, just to avoid any chance of that happening?
Sure. You know, so some things you can do, take advantage of sunlight. If we get some sun today, open the windows, let that heat of the sun in help warm your home. But if it's not sunny, that heat's not coming in, close any curtains to help insulate windows. If you have any doors or windows that are drafty, whether you've got time to run to the hardware store and get some caulking and seal those up, or if it's just putting a towel in to help keep that warm air that you're paying to heat inside the house, cold air outside. If you've got any optional activities, that help produce heat, then, you know, this can be a good time to go ahead and do those. But if we would get into a situation, which right now we've not had any calls that customers would need to conserve, then activities like laundry, cooking, dishwashing are the types of things that trying to move those away from the times of highest power use just help balance the grid out overall.
Great information, as always. Gina, we appreciate your time here, and hopefully things will hold up just fine here this weekend.
I agree. I hope everybody's able to stay in and stay warm this weekend.
Gina, thanks much. Thanks for joining
us,
Gina.
Today. Yeah, Gina Penzig with Evergy joining us on our primetime newsmaker here on a Thursday. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the newsmaker spots, most of them for next week are open, but tomorrow's is closed. So let us know if you want one of those for next week, 620-342-1400, or email us kvue@kvue.com. We'll actually shift away from the weather picture here for our newsmaker segment at 720 tomorrow. National Teachers Hall of Fame Director Carol Strickland joining us to talk about the 2024 induction process.
But we will shift back to the weather during our 820 newsmaker tomorrow morning with National Weather Service meteorologist Chad Omet.
And also for Talk of Emporia to a degree with Extension Ag Agent Brian Reese.
Here we go. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings. Their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732. Jeff Hodges, MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. 340-7732. 731, 19 degrees. Stay tuned. We will check the weather next.
Chick Day is Saturday at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Heartland.